Good evening, councillors, members of the gallery staff. I declare the meeting open at 6:03 p.m. for Tuesday, the 25th of June, 2024. Can I ask you please to be upstanding for the council prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. I'd also like to acknowledge the Wangal people of the Eora Nation, who are the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet, and pay my respects to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to other First Nations people who may be present. I'll just remind councillors of their statement of ethical obligations, and that the meetings are recorded for the purposes of assisting with the preparation of meeting minutes and promoting public transparency. Apologies, leave of absence. Now, I know we've received an apology from Councillor Ned Kutcher, and Councillor Crichton, you're moving that with...
I'm seeking leave for myself, but... Okay. Yep, thank you.
So you're seeking leave for a future meeting?
Yes.
Which is the...
Well, I give notice and seek leave for an upcoming council meeting. I also give notice that I will not be seeking re-election in the September council elections. Mr. Mayor.
I might just, before that, I'll get a second and then,
yep,
I'll,
sure,
then you can speak to the motion.
Thank you.
So it's been moved by, yes, Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Robinson. That,
thank you.
Councillor Kutcher will... We'll have his... I'm just thinking, did you want to break it up, Councillor Crichton?
No.
Did you want yours as a standalone?
Or as a standalone, thank you.
Okay, so let's deal with Councillor Kutcher's apology. It be accepted and leave granted. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against, declare it carried. Councillor Crichton, you also seeking leave of absence, so you've moved that way. It's been seconded by Councillor Robinson.
Thank you, and if I could speak to it, thank you.
For the August, yes, sorry, so it's for the August meeting, you're declaring an apology and leave of absence. So you've moved that way and you have the
floor
to speak.
I'd like to speak to it.
Yep.
Thank you. So I do give notice and seek leave for an upcoming council meeting. I also give notice that I will not be seeking re-election in the September council elections. Mr. Mayor, as your words and actions towards me of late have shown, I no longer have your support. Matters not about me and matters outside of my control have influenced you, and therefore I'm not seeking re-election. This greatly saddens me. Over my 7 years as a Labor councillor, I have applied myself diligently and given my very best efforts in support of you, Mr. Mayor, and to our Labor team, to my fellow councillors, to our staff, and most importantly, to our fabulous multicultural community of Burwood. The last 2 months have been distressing for me, and these circumstances have negatively impacted my health and my well-being. As only the 10th ever woman elected to Burwood Council, and in Council's 150th year, the July meeting celebrating the sesquicentennial will be my final Council meeting. I formally request for the Council meeting of 13 August, leave from that meeting, and advise that I'm unavailable to attend due to my personal situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Robinson, your wish to speak. Any other speakers?
Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Councillors, next item on the council meeting is the declarations of interest. Is there any declarations of interest? So I've got to declare in the item 31/24, as I have a uncle who lives in the study area. So it's a pecuniary interest, and I'll be removing myself from that item, and the Deputy Mayor will be chairing the meeting. No other declarations of interest. Declarations of political donations. I note there's no declarations of political donations. Confirmation of the minutes being moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Robinson, Minister B. Approved. All those in favour? Aye. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Reports to the council. So since I have declared a conflict in 31/24, I'm going to propose that we move that as the last item, just for business order. So don't keep playing musical chairs. Been moved by Councillor Hull, seconded by Councillor Manor. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried. So the first item is 40/24, as there's no Merrill minutes, which is item, the draft integrated planning. Been moved by Councillor Robinson, seconded by Councillor Esper. Speakers for, against, declare that carried unanimously. Next item is 32/24, which is the draft license to play policy. It's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Esper. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried.
Sorry, I had a question about that.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, if I may put that.
Draft license to play policy?
Yes, on that policy. And you know, I thank the council officer for the presentation earlier. Just on the question of bookable streets, I note that you know certain main roads are going to be made available for, you know, for entertainment purposes. Just wanted to, just a bit of clarification around that. Just to clarify, because, I mean, Burwood Road is a very busy road, and, you know, whilst it's going to be a good initiative for business, has consideration been given to impacts on, you know, traffic flows and, you know, peak times and, you know, necessary diversion of traffic? I mean, how frequently, for example, is it being proposed that Burwood Road be closed off for these purposes? For how long? You know, what sort
okay.
of...
Yeah. Questions taken. It's not quite. So I'll hand over to the General Manager.
Yeah. I'll ask Miriam if you could answer that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We actually have consulted with internal traffic and transport team and continue to keep Transport for New South Wales up to date with a lot of our intent around moving into this space. But we have applied a limit, particularly for the first trial 12-month period, and that will be a limit of 4 bookings along Burwood Road for commercial purposes outside of Burwood Council's closures for events. And what we will maintain is the current number of closures of Clarendon Place being twice a month for the Chinatown Road closures, plus the opportunity for an additional 4 in the next 12 months. So again, we are limiting it for the purpose of just testing and trialling its benefits. And then if we see that it results in positive community and economic outcomes, we may consider an expansion or continuation. But at that point in time, we'll return with a report to council in 12 months with an update on the outcomes.
Thank you. Sorry, just
further question.
Just a further question. When it's said that there'll be 4 bookings, is that 4 bookings in a year or 4 bookings for the duration of the trial period?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. It will be a year or equivalent of a 12-month period, which is our trial period. So from the endorsement of the final report, which will return to Council after public exhibition next month, it would be in that 12-month period from July 24 to July 25.
So it was moved by Councillor Manor, I believe, and it was seconded by Councillor Esper. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Next item is 33/24, which is the local infrastructure contributions plan update. Councillor Robinson. Yep.
Just through you, Mr. Mayor. I'm a bit confused by just page 32, 33 and 34. But does this seem to indicate that council rates for those in the town centre will go up for residents, or is this just a levy for developers?
I believe the town centre one won't. centre one won't change, but I'll hand over to the GM to go through the director.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. This only relates to development contributions when a DA is lodged. So it's a 4% levy, which is already in the plan, and that's not proposed to be changed.
Thank you so much.
So it's been moved by Councillor Robinson, was it? With that or no?
Yeah, okay.
So it's been moved by Councillor Robinson, seconded by Councillor Eshbar. Speakers for? Against, put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. The next item is 34/24, New South Wales Local Government Remuneration Tribunal. It's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Eshbar. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Did we have to set the fee? No, set at the maximum.
I think that's recommended, right?
Okay.
Do the councillors need to declare to set them at the maximum or just as recommended, the fees? Yeah, we did, as recommended.
Okay. So 35/24 is Agency Information Guide. Been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Eshbar. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 36/24, which is the investment report, being moved by Councillor Hull, seconded by Councillor Manor. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Now 144, I believe, is to note. It's a petition for line markings on Croydon Avenue. Been moved by Councillor Eshbar, seconded by Councillor Manor. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. 38/24, which is on page 145, is just an answer to those questions without notice. It's to response to the questions be received and noted. Been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Eshbar. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Now we need to go into the reports of the Traffic Committee. Any questions? Been moved by Councillor Eshbar, seconded by Councillor Manor. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. The Burwood 150 Years Anniversary Steering Committee. Would you like to move that, Councillor Crichton?
No, I didn't actually go to that meeting.
Okay. So it's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Eshbar. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. Now we've got confidential item, which is the appointment. So we've got to go into a confidential session. Is there any objections into going into a closed session? It's been moved by Councillor Eshbar, Councillor Manor. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. Going to read the
resolution,
and while he's doing that, I'll have the Deputy Mayor get ready to come and talk to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So just in relation to item 39/24, the appointments to the Burwood Local Planning Panel, just confirming the Council resolved that the chairs, experts and community representatives be appointed as recommended in the report, and that the recruitment process for additional community representatives be undertaken as recommended in the report.
Okay, back into open session. Okay, item 31/24, the TOD program, proposed Croydon Housing Investigation Study Area. Do I have a mover for that motion? Councillor Eshbar, do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Robinson? You second it? Oh, okay, mate, no worries. Okay, I'll second that anyhow. That's fine. Okay, any speakers on the motion, please? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I'd just like to say I think this is a great opportunity to put the power back into our community's hands, and I happily move this recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Speakers against.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Yes, look, my position on this is, unfortunately, I don't think it is going to put
power back into the community. As I've stated at previous meetings, the Croydon, the whole base of the Croydon Todd is really an attack really on the ability of citizens to be consulted and contribute meaningfully to this program in its current form. It's also not suitable for Croydon because it is predicated on an attack on heritage values in Croydon, particularly the Morven Hill area. I appreciate that council is trying to sort of orchestrate a certain amount of damage control in that regard, but the initial impetus and purpose of it is flawed. We shouldn't be supporting it as a council, and we shouldn't be going along with it, in my opinion, for those reasons, in addition to the potential development impacts on Croydon as a sort of a village type community. I think that will have a highly detrimental and adverse impact on the village aspect of the community. It's also predicated on, you know, as a solution to the so-called housing crisis. In my opinion, however, it's less a housing crisis than an immigration crisis that has been created by the Albanese government through its irresponsible immigration policy. Over 1 million people have been, coming in through that program for the first 2 years of the Albanese government, and it's really, you know, more of a falsehood. It's been described as a Ponzi scheme because it's propping up their economic mismanagement by flooding the economy with migrants to produce an artificial boost to productivity. I think all that is unfortunate, and if council supports this Todd program, we're really in effect supporting a falsehood and a fraud in effect on the Australian people, certainly on the people of Croydon and Burwood. So I don't recommend that we support this, and I won't be supporting it for those reasons. I'm also aware of an opposition bill in Parliament that proposes to scuttle the entire Todd program or to abolish it. I sincerely hope that bill succeeds because I don't think it will have a positive impact at all on Croydon and the Burwood LGA. For those reasons, I recommend we oppose this motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Further speakers against the proposal? Look, I'll be supporting the motion because it's our council, our mayor has fought to make sure that we do not go ahead with the original proposal. We got the government to say January, we've got an extension of up to 12 months to look and prepare our own master plan. I mean, it's clear that the government, the minister's letter's come back and it says, if the matter of planning work above is not completed by the relevant date, nor provide equal or greater housing outcomes to the Todd SEP, will come into immediate effect into those locations and remain in place until local planning controls that meet or exceed the planning parameters in the Todd SEP are developed and implemented. Now, there has been consultation with the community in the first phase by council, and this is a continuation of preparing a master plan, right? This is not a decision to be made to go ahead and support the proposal. This is a master plan that we'll be looking at, including an implementation plan. The implementation plan will include proposed changes in zoning, heights, FSR, proposed road widenings, amalgamations, etc., similar to the Burwood North Precinct Master Plan. So on those bases, I'd be supporting the recommendations. Okay, all those against the motion? Those for the motion? Okay, for the motion, Councillor Espart, Councillor Crichton, and Councillor Manor. Against is Councillor Hull and Councillor Robinson. Thank you. I declare the motion carried. No further business. I declare the meeting closed at 6:31 p.m. Thank you. Thank you, staff. Thank you, councillors.
Recording stopped.